It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 14th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American novelist, poet, and essayist Hamlin Garland, born in 1860 on a farm near West Salem, Wisconsin, the second of four children of Richard Garland of Maine and Charlotte Isabel McClintock. He was named after Hannibal Hamlin, then a candidate for vice president as Abraham Lincoln's running mate in the coming election. Garland lived on various Midwestern farms throughout his young life, but settled in Boston in 1884 to pursue a career in writing. He is best known for his fiction involving hard-working Midwestern farmers. Maine Traveled Roads, which appeared in 1891, was his first major success. It's a collection of short stories inspired by his days on the farm. He serialized a biography of Ulysses S. Grant in McClure's magazine before publishing it as a book in 1898. That same year, he traveled to the Yukon to witness the Klondike Gold Rush, which inspired the Trail of the Gold Seekers in 1899. He lived on a farm between Osage and St. Ansgar, Iowa, for some time, and many of his writings are based on that era in his life. A prolific writer, Garland continued to publish novels, short fiction, and essays. In 1917, he published his autobiography titled A Son of the Middle Border. The book's success prompted a sequel which focuses on his wife, titled A Daughter of the Middle Border, and for it he won the 1922 Pulitzer Prize for Biography. He was made a member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters in 1918. After moving to Hollywood, California in 1929, he devoted his remaining years to investigating psychic phenomena, an enthusiasm he first undertook in 1891. Lee Shippey, his friend, who was also a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, recalled Garland's regular system of writing. "You see, he got up at 5:30 every morning, brewed a pot of coffee, and made toast on an electric gadget in his study, and was at work by 6. At 9 o'clock, he was through with work for the day." Hamlin Garland died at age 79 at his home in Hollywood on March 4, 1940. A memorial service was held 3 days later near his home in Glendale. His ashes were taken to his birthplace in Wisconsin and buried there. His poem, The Cry of the Age, was read at his funeral by the Reverend John B. Fritz, and here it is for you. "What shall I do to be just? What shall I do for the gain of the world, for its sadness? Teach me, O seers that I trust, chart me the difficult main leading out of my sorrow and madness. Preach me the purging of pain. Shall I wrench from my finger the ring to cast to the tramp at my door? Shall I tear off each luminous thing to drop in the palm of the poor? What shall I do to be just? Teach me, O ye in the light, whom the poor and the rich alike trust. My heart is a flame to be right." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.